You are now listening to the Bayshore Community Church podcast. Our mission is to connect to God, connect to people, and to serve the community. Thank you for joining us today, and wherever you are listening, we hope that this message inspires you, encourages you, and transforms you. Our prayer is that this is just the beginning of a conversation between you and Jesus. Enjoy the message.
2024. What's up, church? Happy New Year's. Kind of feels like it's already been a year, right? It's been a week that's been New Year's, but it feels like a year already. But I'm glad you guys are here. I missed you guys. We didn't have church last weekend. We were together 51 Sundays a year. We take one Sunday for our volunteers to have off, which we have over 40 volunteers who make every Sunday happen. Aren't you thankful for our volunteers? So thankful for everybody who serves in Bayshore Kids. And Brandon, I was watching you. You're like laying over here taking a picture during the worship. Like, these people are on it, man. You don't even see Brandon. He's all darked out, you know? So I love our volunteers. And so I'm glad we got last weekend off, but I miss y'all. But you guys are here. You're here on the first Sunday of 2024. And do you know what that means? It means you have perfect church attendance for the entire year. Come on, you need to high five somebody, fist bump them, tell them you got perfect church attendance. Some of you can call your mom on the way home and say, I went to church every day this year, every Sunday, mom, like whatever. But I'm glad you guys are here, and I'm psyched for our online family. And online family, I have a goal for you this year. In 2024, I want you, if you live within, I don't know, let's say a 20-mile radius, okay? Well, let's expand that. A 500-mile radius. I want you to come to church in the basement at least one time in 2024, because church in person is better than church online. Would you guys agree? The people who are here, can you sell this? Yeah, see? And so we love it wherever you watch us from, but try to like come in person one time this year. That would be awesome. And so, guys, it's January. It's New Year's Resolution Awareness Month. It's the month all of us are like, I'm gonna hopefully change something in my life, right? And so that's why for the next 5 weeks, we're gonna talk about change. Everybody say change. And I'm calling this series, I can't change, or I can change. It depends if you're an optimist or pessimist how you see this, okay? But I just want you to know, I'm getting this idea for this whole series from a guy named Craig Groeschel. We have his picture put on the screen. This guy is a pastor I listen to all the time, and he wrote this book called The Power to Change, and I listened to his series on this, and I was like, that is so good, I'm going to steal it for Jesus, okay? I'm going to lift it for the Lord, you know what I'm saying? So I stole it from Craig Groeschel, and so if you want to hear some more about this, or you're like, hey, I want to dig deeper, grab this book or listen to this message series. But I want to start today by telling you two stories. A success story and an unsuccessful. Hi, I'm Joel, and I speak for a living. Can you tell? So two different stories. All right, success story. So a lot of you, if you've been here for a while, you know that every year, Stacy and I, we try to go on a vacation with some other couples, and we all leave our kids at home. Praise the Lord, glory to God. Parents, can you give me a high five? Because you know about those good times. And so we try to go on this vacation every year with our friends, and all the guys that we travel with are in this text group. So a couple years ago, we were gonna go to the Dominican Republic, and 2 weeks before we went, one of the guys in our text group texted everybody and was like, hey guys, let's do a pre-vacation workout challenge. Now, I was like, I already wish I didn't get this text, you know? And he's like, how about we work out every day between now and when we go on vacation, and we'll post pictures about it to each other to motivate each other. And I was like, I'm blocking Jeremy, because Jeremy is the one who sent it. Jeremy, you're watching this. You're the one who sent that. Guys, I don't do public math, you know, like try to do math in my head, like in front of people, but 2 weeks of working out straight, that's 14 days in a row of working out straight. Who is not doing this? Come on, raise your hands, be honest, you're in church. Yeah, I can't work out 14 days in a row. I'm a pastor, people. But then Jeremy sent a picture of his post-workout to the text group, and apparently your pastor is competitive, because I ended up somehow working out for 14 days straight because Jeremy sent the picture. Who says miracles don't happen still, okay? And so that was 2 years ago. Then last year, we went to Mexico in November. And in October, I was like, I sent a group text out to the group. I was like, hey guys, how about we work out 30 days in a row before we go on vacation and not just do one workout, we'll run and lift. And I sent the text. And have you ever sent a text message before you thought it through? Has this ever happened to you before? So I'm really, that's the only way I send texts, okay? I never think about them, okay? And so right away, I'm like, I almost died working out 14 days in a row. I can't work out 30 days in a row, but nobody in the group is gonna like say they're gonna do this. So I'm gonna be good, right? Right? And then my brother right away is like, I'll do it. And I'm like, great, Joel, you did this. You brought this on yourself. And so I don't know how, but somehow I worked out for 30 days in a row before we went on vacation. Can't you tell? 99% of you are like, yeah, that man hasn't worked out a day in his life, okay? Thank you for the encouragement. But I didn't think I could change my workout habits to do like 14 days and then 30 days, okay? And I know some of you, you're looking at me right now, you're inspired. You're like, that man, he changed his workout habits. What willpower he must have. Okay, can I tell you a different story? That was my success story. Can I tell you an unsuccessful story? Let's talk about Mountain Dew. The Lord's nectar, all right? And my greatest weakness in life, if you're new to our church, okay? So the first time I had Mountain Dew, I was around 8 years old, and my mom gave me Mountain Dew. This is around 1990. Okay, 1990, people. You could give kids Mountain Dew, McDonald's, Little Debbie cakes by the truckload. The world was our oyster in 1990, people. You do any of that, you give a kid that stuff today, the cops show up. They're supposed to get organic quinoa and kombucha, all right? But this was the 90s, all right? And so my mom introduced me to Mountain Dew, and I've been addicted to Mountain Dew ever since. But last summer, some of you remember this, I said to myself, I can change. I can change. And I stood right on this stage, and I declared, I quit Mountain Dew. Anybody remember that? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I quit Mountain Dew, and I did. For 7 days. And then one day, I was driving by Royal Farms, my Dew dealer, by the way. And I thought to myself, Joel, you're not a quitter. You're a winner. And so that's the day I quitting Mountain Dew. And I've been quitting Mountain Dew ever since, which is why you can't tell that I worked out 30 days in a row, people. And so I just quit. I couldn't change my workout habits. So I had two different stories, a success story, I can change story, and I can't change story. So I'm curious, how many of you started 2024 with something, anything you wanted to change in your life? Let me see your hands if there was something, anything you wanted to change in your life, even if you didn't write a list, okay? Lots of hands. Half of you aren't raising your hands. I know why you're not raising your hands. You're not raising your hands because you've made a list of things you want to change it for, and it didn't work out. Isn't that true? You're like me with Mountain Dew. You're like, I got it for a week. Then after a week, you're like, we gave it a good shot. Let's go ahead and quit. And so, half of you said you did have something you wanted to change. So I have a question for you, a follow-up question. And you can answer me or you can just like nod or what, you know, or just sit there quietly. Doesn't matter. But how's it going?
Not good.
You're not drinking water? You need to get some water right now, Nate. See, he's going. He can change. My man got some water. Like, are you still sticking with it? Some of you sticking with it? Okay.
Trying to?
Okay, that's good. If you're crushing your New Year's resolution, that's great. Okay, but I kind of had some bad news for you. If you're ready, say, I'm ready. I'm ready for it. Okay, we'll put this on the screen. According to Inc. magazine, of the 41% of you that do make New Year's resolutions, 91% of you aren't going to stick with them. 91% of you aren't going to change. And the vast majority of us don't keep our New Year's, we give up on our New Year's resolutions by January 19th. Some of you are like, I gave up on January 1st. I'm an overachiever. But why can't we change? Why can't we hit our goals, Robbie? Like, why can't we do these things? Like, why can't we stick with the diet? Why can't we get to that goal weight that our doctor has been nagging us to get to since 1992, right? Why can't we go to the gym membership? Go to the gym. We've been paying for the membership since 1992, people. Why can't we pay off the credit card just one time? Why can't we stick with the Bible reading plan? All right, we started it like, I'm going to get through the Bible in 1 year. We started that in 1992. We still aren't through it. Why can't we, you know, quit the nasty habit? Why can't we quit road raging on Route 24? See, there's an answer. Got an amen too. Okay, Route 24 is the reason we can't quit road raging on Route 24. But why can't we change? Why can't we hit these goals? Everybody just say, I can't change. Some of you don't even like saying that. You're like trying to be positive. But sometimes, okay, we can't change. And if you kind of can sort of relate to this, can you kind of sort of relate to this? Okay, I got good news. Even the Bible heroes that we look at sometimes struggle with change. Like the Apostle Paul, who wrote more of the New Testament than any other author. All right, my man is in the Bible Hall of Fame, no doubt about it. Here's what Paul said, and this is in Romans chapter 7, starting in verse 15. By the way, I love that stat in the video we showed earlier. We gave away 90 Bibles last year. Isn't that awesome? And so if you don't have a Bible, they're free every single Sunday of the year, okay? So grab one on your way out. I'm reading out of the one that we have out there. But this is what Bible hero Paul said. He said, I don't really understand myself. For I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. Can I get an amen if this could be your life verse right now? He says, I want to do what is good. I mean, I wrote my New Year's resolution list. I put it up on my vision board, all right? I like shared it on social media because I'm an oversharer. Like Paul's like, I put all this stuff out there. I got something in my throat. Would you bear with me? I need to drink more water like Nate. He said, I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do that anyway. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Does anybody feel like Paul is reading your mail? Because you can totally relate to this. Oh my goodness, Paul's like, he's in the Bible Hall of Fame. He's like, well, I don't know why I do what I do. And it kind of reminds me of my kids. My kids, when they were 4 and 5 years old, I made a big parenting error. Okay, we call those UEs in our house, user error. Okay, I did a big piece of stupid. And what happened is my kids, they're 4 and 5, and they were like, Daddy, can we have SpaghettiOs for lunch? By the way, you remember SpaghettiOs? I haven't had SpaghettiOs since I was 4 or 5, but they were classic back then. Anyway, the kids were like, Daddy, can we have SpaghettiOs? And I can't say no to my like cute kids. So I set little Nora and little Nixon up at the dining room table. I got them the biggest bowl of SpaghettiOs you have ever seen in your life. I put it in front of them and I was like, kids, you eat your SpaghettiOs. Daddy's gonna go take a shower and I'll be right back. By the way, if you're a new parent, never leave your kids alone, unattended with SpaghettiOs. This is not a lie. I come back out of the shower and there's SpaghettiOs on the walls. There's SpaghettiOs dripping off the table onto the rug. My dog has SpaghettiOs. The dog has SpaghettiOs on it. And Nixon, he's putting SpaghettiOs in his hair like it's shampoo. And that's the day I learned to speak in tongues, okay? So And after speaking in tongues for a little bit, parents, you get this. I was like, why did you do this? I'll never forget. Nixon, as he's shampooing his hair, he's like, I don't know, Daddy. I don't know why I do what I do. I'm like, are you trying to quote the Apostle Paul to me just to get out of trouble? Because it's kind of working. But Nixon's like, why do I do this stuff? I don't know why I do what I do. And I'm like, I don't know, bud. I don't know why I do what I do. And like, maybe you're sitting here thinking, I don't know why I do what I do. And the Apostle Paul's like, yeah, me neither. I'm a Bible hero and I don't know why I do what I do. And maybe, and this is the name of today's particular message, and we'll put this on the screen. Maybe we need to change how we're trying to change. Maybe we need to change how we're trying to change. Okay, look, the reason you and I and we can't always change ourselves on the outside is because change has to start on the inside. And that's basically what Paul ends up saying. After he's like, you know, yelling, I can't change. This is what Paul says in the very next verse, in verse 24. He says, who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death and not being able to change? He says, thank God And now let's read this all together on three. One, two, three. The answer is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Come on. Come on. Maybe the reason you and me and I can't change ourselves on the outside is because change has to start on the inside. Now, I think even we get that part mixed up sometimes, okay? So I'm going to explain what I mean by telling you about a game of tag. Remember, you guys remember like real games like tag and hide and seek and hopscotch, some of you all? Like we didn't, back in the day, we didn't have Fruit Ninja. We didn't have Fortnite. We had tag, Robbie. Tag each other. That's what we did. And I think sometimes we play the game of change like we play the game of tag, okay? So let me explain it this way. If you're a Jesus follower, and by the way, if you're not a Jesus follower, we're glad you're here. This is a safe place for you as you kind of like work through that and wrestle through that. This should be the safest place in the world for anybody, especially you. And so we're glad you're here. But if you are a Jesus follower, sometimes I think this is how we play the change game. We're like, woo, I'm saved. I said the prayer. And so now that I said the prayer, all right, Jesus says this to me, and we'll put this on the screen. Tag, you're it. So, you know, bing, tag, you're it. And you're like, okay, well, I'm it then, I guess. I said the prayer, I'm saved. And so if it will be, it's up to me. So I'm going to quit cussing. And then, you know, Miss Patsy cuts you off in the church parking lot. You haven't even left the church building. And you're like cussing Miss Patsy. Don't cuss Miss Patsy. But it didn't work out. Like, your effort didn't work. You're like, I thought the tag you're in was how it was supposed to work. So, okay, no. Of course, maybe that's not how it works. It's supposed to be, maybe it's tag Jesus is it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's got to be it. I mean, I'm saved. It's got to be tag Jesus is it. And so I can just go do whatever I want. And it's Jesus' responsibility to clean it all up. And so I'm gonna go spend all my money on my love language, the Amazon app, baby. Come on, somebody. But when that bill comes in, that's not my problem. Jesus, here you go. Lord, would you payeth, offeth, the visa-eth, billeth, quickly-eth, because I got more things to buy, and I have maxed out the credit card. And Jesus is like, would you like to play dodgeball? Because I'm going to throw a ball at your head. And so tag, you're it, didn't really work. Tag, Jesus is it. Well, that didn't totally work, because maybe the game of change is this, and we'll put this on the screen. Tag, Jesus is it, but I have to have skin in the game to change. Everybody, let's read this last part out loud together. Tag, Jesus is it, but I have to have skin in the game to change. Listen, the game of change requires Jesus' power plus our effort, okay, to work. It's God's power working through who? Us. All right, a couple of you got it. We're going to do it again because you got the answer. So now we can all say, change is God's power working through who? Us, which is exactly what Paul ends up saying later on in 1 Corinthians 15, starting in verse 9. Paul says this. He says, for I am the least of all the apostles. In fact, I'm not even worried to be called an apostle after the way I persecuted God's church. He's like, listen, I was messy. I was cussing Miss Patsy in the church parking lot. I was all kinds of a mess. But then he says, but whatever I am now, he becomes a Jesus follower. He says, whatever I am now, it is all because of who? God. God poured out his special favor on me and not without results. And I love this. He says, for I have worked harder than all the other apostles. Hashtag humble brag. He's like, I've been working harder than all those other guys. I got skin in the game because our effort matters. But God, okay, yeah, it was not I, but God who is working through me by his grace. And so I'm telling you, if you don't want to be part of the 91% that doesn't change this year, hello. If you want to be a 9%er, how many of you want to be a 9%er that changes? Okay. If you want to be a 9%er, it's got to be tag. Jesus is it. But I got to have skin in the game to change. So I want you to, you know, let's interact for a second. Turn to the person next to you, your favorite person, and tell them, you can change. You can change. You can change. If you're sitting alone, you can change. You can change. You can change. Okay, if you got another person sitting around you, we'll call them your second favorite person. Tell them you're above average. You can change. OK, Okay, now, maybe you're a practical person like me, and you're like, ah, this is great, hyper Pastor Joel, okay? But how does this play out on Monday? Like, how does this all play out when I'm supposed to change and go to the gym and change this dad bod into a Thor bod? How does this all play out when I'm supposed to, like, wake up extra early and read my Bible to do my Bible planning tomorrow? How's this supposed to play out when I'm trying to, you know, change out my 12-pack Boone Farm Friday nights for 12-pack of water Wednesdays? Or I don't know. It's like, we'll put this on the screen. How do I change blank about myself in 2024? Whatever your blank is, what are you trying to change? You have to make it spiritual. In order to change this year, you have to make whatever you're trying to change spiritual. Let me give you an example. I always preach from my iPad. Ooh. Now, I have to have this up here because this has my notes on it. And if I don't have my notes, then I go off script. And when I go off script, I say things I shouldn't. And when I say things I shouldn't, you all fire me. And I can't lose my job because my kids need SpaghettiOs, you know? But every time before I preach, and this just happened, when the lights, right before the lights came up here, my screen always has a notification on it that says, Pastor Joel, you spent 879 hours on your devices this week. Does anybody get this notification on your screen time report? I don't want that discouraging notification. Right before I'm trying to preach, I don't need to know that I've been watching YouTube all week before I preach to you all. And so if you know how to turn that notification off, come talk to me after the service. I need some help. And by the way, anybody else have technology addiction? Anybody else have a little bit of technology addiction? Oh, a lot of liars in church today. Cool. Celebrate recovery is on Thursday night. If you have technology addiction, come. The rest of you should come to celebrate recovery because it's for, you know, other habits like lying, like a lot of you just did. Mountain Dew, right? And so, anyway, I always get that notification that says, like, I spent all this time on my phone. And I don't need to, like, gosh, I don't need to see that, like, how many hours I spent neglecting my wife and kids because I was watching Mr. Beast. And so every year, I set the same goal in January. And my goal is this, to love my people, okay, which would be my wife and my kids, love my people more than I love my technology. And so that's my goal. And it never works out. So yeah, Stacey's laughing. She's like, yeah. Very encouraging. So I preach to you all because I got this stuff all figured out, clearly. Not at all. But let's make it spiritual. Okay. My goal is to love my people more than I love my technology. All right. Now, who or what is God? God is love. And the greatest commandment is to love one another. How loving of a dad and a husband can I be when I'm like stuck looking at my screen all the time? So I want to love my people more than I love my technology because Jesus himself said, love one another. Boom. We just made it spiritual. Okay. So if you want to change, you don't just like set a goal and know why and how you want to, you know, hit your goal. Like I want to, you know, work out this year because I'm maxing my stretchy pants out to max stretchiness. Okay. That's not good enough. Or I want to, you know, quit road raging because my kids are starting to say four-letter words that they hear me say on Route 24. Or I want to, you know, get better with my money because those debt collector calls are getting annoying. Okay, like that won't work, okay? And we'll put this on the screen. You got to set your goal, know why and how you want to hit your goal. This is standard. This you do this part. This is the next part that we got to add to it. And then make your goal spiritual. I want to start working out because God gave me one body and it is God's temple. And so I want to take God's care of God's temple. I want to quit road raging on Route 24, not just so my kids won't be saying four-letter words, but because Ephesians 4:29 says, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Or I want to, like, you know, get better with my money because God says, hey, I want you to be a wise steward, a wise manager of anything I put in your hands. And that includes our money, 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 money. Boom. You set a goal, you know why and how you want to hit your goal, but then you made it spiritual. And so are you guys tracking with me? That's how we change how we're trying to change, because we can't change who we are on the outside until we change who we are on the inside. That's what releases Jesus' power in our life. So Zechariah 4, verse 6 says this, and this is God speaking. He says, not by, okay, you could say our might, or nor by our power, but it is by my spirit. We got to make our goal spiritual. It is by my spirit, says, and I love this title that the Bible uses for God sometimes, the Lord Almighty. The Lord Almighty. In other words, we're powerless to change without God's power. It kind of reminds me of last summer. Stacy and I decided to go on a bike ride. Now, Stacy and I, when we go on bike rides, we bike cheat because we have electric bikes. Anybody ever ridden an electric bike? Okay, a few of you. Listen, the rest of you, you just need to know this. It's like a regular bike, except you don't have to pedal. It's so good. It takes all the work out of it. I love my electric bike, okay? And I've named it Lazy because that's what I am. Like, it is amazing. And so one day, Stacey and I were like, let's take a ride from our house all the way to the Indian River Inlet Bridge over here, which is a long way if you're like on a, you know, 1900s bike that you have to pedal, okay? But we weren't pedaling at all, or at least I wasn't pedaling at all. I didn't pedal one time on the whole way to the Indian River Inlet Bridge, okay? I was like, America, I am not pedaling. And now, Stacy pedaled because Stacy likes to exercise. And she likes to save the battery on her bike, because if you pedal and use the battery, then you use a whole lot less battery, okay? I didn't do any of that. Why? Because I'm a man, okay? I didn't pedal at all. And so we had a great ride there. I'm like next to Stacy. I'm checking her out. She's like on her hog. I'm like, yeah, girl. It's a great ride. We're in love, you know. The wind was blowing through her hair. It was really great. And then on the way back from the bridge, we turn around. And on the way back, Stacy started getting a little bit ahead of me. I'm like, what the world is wrong? And she started getting a little further ahead of me. I'm looking at my bike. I'm like, what's wrong with you, Lazy? Come on. Like, and apparently, I had used 100% of my battery on the way to the bridge because I didn't pedal one time, if you don't remember, people, okay? I didn't pedal one time. And so I'm like pedaling harder and harder and harder. And Stacy's like, you know, just getting way ahead of me, way ahead of me. And I'm like, listen, I'm a man of the cloth. I was not thinking man of the cloth words. I was like not happy about it. And so finally, Stacy just pulled over and waited for me. And I'm like, listen, I'm sweating like a, you know, redheaded roofer in July. I am just like sweating all over me. And I finally get up to Stacy, and Stacy's like, what's wrong, old man? I'm like, oh, okay. We're going to do the old man thing. Okay. And she's like, did you run out of power? Because I got plenty of power left in my bike because I pedaled. I'm like, yeah, that's why you're going to give me that bike. And then you're going to ride this one back. My bike weighs 105 pounds. Okay, do you see these chicken legs? 105 pounds, chicken legs, pedaling like I was about to die. And the ideal way, just so you know, if you ever get an electric bike, the ideal way to use an electric bike is to use the battery plus pedal. It makes it go further. If you will get where you want to go if you do that. If you do not, you will want to go to the emergency room like I did. And maybe the reason you and I don't change is because we think, oh, the power is all in my legs. Or we think the power is all in God. But the ideal way to go through life is to use God Almighty's power, but our effort also to get where we want to go. Because when you combine God's power with your effort to change, you can look at your old self and be like, what's wrong, old man? Did you run out of power? Because I got plenty of power battery left in my, you know, battery pack still to change. And so the secret sauce, the power, is when we combine God's power with our effort. Let me share with you one way that it's happened in my life. When I was 25, I got married to my smoking hot wife. And when I was 25, maybe you can relate to this. I never worked out, and I always ate whatever I wanted. Come on, somebody. And so here's a picture of Stacy and I on our getting married. This is when I was 25, getting married. I call this full face Joel. Little Debbie, big cheeks Joel, all right? I don't know. But at this period of my life, my favorite thing to do was to drive right by the gym and go right to Taco Bell. Come on, I was running to the border.
And so did I change my diet and my workout and all that when we got back from our honeymoon and Stacy said, hey, honey, full face, Joel. By the way, she's never said that to me, ever. But hey, honey, there's a new gym that opened up in town. You should get a membership. Did I change then? No. Why? Because I'm a man. When I had my blood work done for this insurance that I was trying to get on, and the nurse looked at my blood work and said, do you have like high cholesterol run in your family? Did that get me to change? No. Why? Because I'm a man. But then, around 2007, my dad did this series at our church on health, and he called it Body and Soul or something. And in the series, he said, hey, God gave you one body. And your body is known as God's temple. And so are you taking care of the temple? And I was like, I could do without hearing this message. But that is what got me to go get a gym membership at World Gym in Millsboro. I don't know if anybody remembers back in the day when there was World Gym in Millsboro. And I remember the first time I ever went to the gym, I didn't know what you did. I didn't know how it worked. I didn't know you're supposed to wipe down your equipment after you use it. I mean, I know now, but I didn't know. And so I was just there trying to like take care of the temple. And I was sweating so much because I had never worked out before. I was sweating out my eyeballs. And it all smelled like Taco Bell. It was not good. And now, this is not a lie. The first time I went to the gym, there was this lady in the gym. She's an older lady, and she was carrying a purse in the gym. And she just shuffled, you know? And she shuffled up to me, and she's like, hey, newbie, you need to wipe down your equipment. And I was like, okay. At least she had a taser. I think she would have tased me. She was so upset. And I could have quit that day, but I didn't because I'm just trying to take care of the temple, you know? And I want to be able to take care of myself because I want to be able to be on this stage for you guys and run around like I'm crazy. I want to be able to get home from the bridge after we go on a bike ride if I run out of battery, okay? I want to be able to do those things. And so 16 years ago, I started working out 2 to 3 days a week. And now, okay, that habit is has changed me so much. I like to work out. This is weird, but 5, 6, sometimes 7 days a week. And I want to do more 30-day in a row challenges. And actually, here's my picture from day 30 running that I sent to our text group. This is day 30. And look, I look a little bit like tired, but I'm happy. I love this, okay? And I'm just trying to take care of the temple. Now, I know some of you are like, well, did you quit Mountain Dew yet? Listen, would you let me tell the stories that make myself look good? We can talk about Paul's struggles. Don't worry about my struggles, people. But here's my point. Change in terms of working out, happened for me when I made it spiritual. And change for you can happen when you make it spiritual. Because we clearly need to change how we're trying to change. And I still have so much that God and me want to change in my life. I'm curious, how many of you have so much that God and you want to change in your life? Okay, lots of things. So how do we do it? How do we change those habits? How do we, you know, actually read the Bible plan that we've been planning to read since 1992? How do we like get better with our money? How do we get these chicken legs in the best chicken leg shape they've ever been in this year? Like, how do we do those things? Well, we'll put this back on the screen. We make a goal. We know why and how to hit your goal. And then you make your goal spiritual. Maybe you're like, hey, my goal this year is to beat that addiction. And your why and how is, hey, my liver's been taking a beating for 12 years because I'm going every night on this drinking thing. And so this Thursday night, I'm going to go to Celebrate Recovery instead of the bar with my boys. But then you make it spiritual. Why are you going to do that? Because you're a Jesus follower. You are not a slave to sin anymore. You are a slave to Jesus. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And so who the Son sets free is free indeed. Boom. You have your reason. You have your spiritual why to get there. And so on the first Sunday of 2024, you all have homework. You guys like homework? No. Okay. But can you put that back up, Amanda? This is your homework. You've been seeing it the whole time. This week, I want you to set a goal, know why and how you want to hit your goal, and then make your goal spiritual. Because this is how we're going to change. This is how we become 9%ers, people. And maybe you're like, by the way, who's going to do this with me this week? I'm going to wait till everybody raises their hands. This is called positive peer pressure. I'm going to wait till everybody. Okay, That's 99%. We're just going to go because it's going to get awkward. But maybe, like real talk, maybe you're like, I can. I've tried. I just can't change. It doesn't work. You guys remember Paul, the guy we started out with, the guy who wrote like most of the New Testament. Remember Paul? Here's what God said to Paul when Paul's like, I can't change either. I can't do it. And I love this. We'll end on this. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. God says to you, Paul, and to us, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. Can somebody say amen? His power works best in your weakness. So now, Paul says, I am glad to boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ can what? Work through me. Work through me. Aren't you thankful for not only God's power, but his grace and his patience and his second chances and third chances and 567th chances? Aren't you thankful for that? And so I want to end today with something that Craig Groeschel said, and he's the guy I got a lot of these ideas from. And this is something we're going to declare over ourselves in 2024, okay? And this is maybe not true about you now, but this is a declaration. And if you're ready, say, I'm ready.
Ready.
Okay, we'll put this on the screen. I am disciplined. Christ in me is stronger than the wrong desires in me. All right, let's do it again, and we're going to say it together, okay? I am disciplined. We're going to say it together. You're clearly not disciplined enough. Just kidding. Jokes, fun. One, two, three. I am disciplined. Christ in me is stronger than the wrong desires in me. Boom. That's how we change a 2024, people. All right, let me pray for you. God, I'm thankful to always read about the people in the Bible that we look up to and we kind of put on a pedestal for a lot of great reasons. They've done so many great things and they've said and written so many great things that inspire us. But God, they're like us. They struggle and they struggle with change, just like Paul shared, that he just didn't know why he did what he did and why he doesn't do what he wants to do. And God, every single person can relate to that. And for some of us, that's just, you know, simply working out. For some of us, it's a lot deeper. It's a habit that's really affected our life. But God, the principle is the same, that it's your power working through us that makes us change. And so God, I pray that we'll do both those things. We'll rely on you. We'll rely on your power. We'll know that if it's to be, it is you who's gonna help us change. But you have to work through us, which means we have to take a step. We have to get skin in the game. We have to move. And so God, I just pray that this year is the year that we make that change, that we become part of that 9% that sticks with it. Not just because we made a goal, because everybody makes a goal, but because you are working through us and it's your power that's gonna work through our effort. In Jesus' name, and we all said, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Bayshore Podcast. I want to encourage you to take this message you just received and allow it to go deep into your soul and let Jesus do the deep work that only he can do. A special thanks to everyone that gives generously to Bayshore. It's because of you that this ministry is possible, creating life change all over the world. You can be a part of spreading the message around the world by going to bayshore.online and clicking Give. For all things Bayshore, visit bayshore.online to find out what your next step may be. You can subscribe right here and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you again for listening. God bless you.